This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Something in the background exploded, and they drove their Marge cycles away.
They drove their Marge cycles? How Marge!
Marge! Marge!
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. If Baby gets up, I have to go and make him a bottle and at least give him to Val.
I believe the baby has a name.
Yeah, the baby.
The baby, 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 the baby.
The next child we have should just be named This Baby Bortz. What's your kid's name? Oh, This Baby Bortz?
I will be calling CPS immediately.
No, come on, it's funny. It's a good joke.
Why is David not here today?
But he still hasn't gotten his room set up. These are a bunch of lemons I wrote about the greens. Mature readers only, if possible. What the hell is Gurren Jesus? Jesus and Kamina team up to win World War II.
It's Gurren Lagann.
Oh, Kamina.
Oh, is that good, or...
It's a fun anime. I don't know if it's a good fic.
Passion Night. No, it's Harry Potter. No, thank you. Ah, that's also Harry Potter.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Olaf discovers a new use for his carrot, much to the delight of everyone other than Kristoff.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that one.
Per Hormones. Star Trek, the original series. On the surface of a new planet, a simple investigation transform into something totally unexpected. / McCoy Spock warning explicit scene first fic. Hope you enjoy it. Bear with me. Apu and Paddington erotica. Oh, here's a great title. Kylo Ren kills his dad and gets grounded. Full title. Kylo Ren kills his dad and gets grounded, 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 grounded for a trillion years.
Let's do that one.
Look, you can't expect me to be on top form right now, being a dad. 10 o'clock in the morning, which is 8 o'clock in the evening for me.
Yeah, which is usually your top form time.
Quiet, you.
No.
10:15 in the morning, Xavier's gonna get up any fucking minute. I haven't even had the chance to listen to 2 seconds of the first episode we recorded some weeks ago. It feels like decades, though.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Was it really?
3 or 2.
It was 87 years ago.
I don't know. This year has felt like a century. It's not good. I feel like time is coalescing in me and causing my heartburn to get worse.
No, that's just the heartburn. That's what it feels like.
Thankfully, since you're a doctor now, Dr. Logan.
Yes, I'm definitely a doctor and not just someone who has probably the second to worst heartburn that you can have.
We need to print out new business cards for you that just say, in quotes, Dr. Dr. Logan.
Dr. Doctor?
Dr. Doctor.
All right, cool.
All right, so you get to go first today on Friday Night Fan Fiction, which is what this is. And we still don't have an opening because we probably won't this season.
Hey, we gotta.
I'll put Xavier on my keyboard and have him, like, wiggle around, and that'll be the music.
Yeah, I didn't even think he was at the crawling stage yet.
He's not. I'm just gonna literally pick him up and put him on the keyboard. And he's gonna sit there.
Isn't that how Freakazoid was created? Oh, wait, no, it was with a cat walking across the keyboard.
Okay, are we talking about a keyboard keyboard? Because I'm talking about a piano keyboard.
Oh, I'm talking about keyboard keyboard.
I'm talking about like a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Can you post something for me to read then?
It's in staff chat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm looking at staff chat right now. I will screenshot it.
Oh, if you're on Discord on your phone, then you probably need to quit the app and open it again.
That's dumb as fuck.
I didn't code the damn thing, and if I did, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you did.
What? Yes, I am secretly the entire Discord dev team.
You're Devin?
Here's your screenshot.
Yeah, I see your screenshot. Quit it. Open it again. Get rid of your phone. Get a new phone. Delete yourself. Delete server.
I do need to get a new phone soon because I cracked the screen again and now it's like bad enough that it's fucking up the image.
All right, let's see how much a jitterbug is used on eBay.
Oh, what?
One of Steve-O's hipster phones.
No, it's not a hipster phone. The jitterbug is meant for people over the age of 90.
Engage only.
He's side talking now.
Jitterbug flip 84.95.
Jesus, that much?
That's so much.
Why? Why are jitterbugs so... They're not supposed
because
to be
because there's fucking people in this world like you.
I'm not
like,
85.
Wow, the jitterbug is so cool. I love the jitterbug.
What a great image for trying to sell your phone where on the front cover it just says, setup failed.
Nice. Gurren Jesus. Story, Gurren Jesus. Story link.
GurrenJesus.com.
https://www.fanfiction.net/s/5799222/1. Category, nothing. Genre, friendship, spiritual. Author, Jason Bobdude. I'm actually going to skip the rest of it because Jason Bobdude was funny. Summary, Jesus and Kamina team up to win World War II. Chapter 1, Gurren Jesus. Author's note, I noticed they have a section for Bible fanfiction, so I decided to write one. I wonder if this is what they were expecting.
Probably not.
One day, in Gurren Lagann, Kamina died, and everyone was sad. And then there was a bright flash of light, and Jesus appeared. Hey Kamina, it's Jesus. What's up? Said Jesus.
What's up is I tried to find the cheapest phone on eBay, and then this came up for $14.
Oh.
That's the cheapest?
That's the cheapest one that I could find that still worked.
You can't prove it still worked until it's in your possession.
This is also quite true. Oh, shush, Laza.
Quick question. How cheap can we get a broken phone on Amazon?
I don't know. Hold on. Laza, stop! I'm trying to find broken phones!
Thanks to Jesus, I have returned to life, said Kamina. You are too cool to die, said Jesus, who bumped fists with Kamina. Simon, Yoko, and all the other people in Team Daiguren waved goodbye to Jesus and Kamina as they got on their motorcycles with hot rod flames painted on the sides and did a backflip off a ramp as the song Highway Star by Deep Purple was played by the Angels, who had electric guitars shaped like skulls. So what do we do now, JC? Asked Kamina. We're going to kill the Nazis, said Jesus.
That's always good. Go for it.
Something in the background exploded, and they drove their Marge cycles away.
They drove their Marge cycles? How am I?
Marge!
I just want the growly Marge face to be photoshopped on the front of their car now.
The brake is her going, Bart!
No, the brake is Homer going, Bart!
Out, Laza. Out, Marge!
Marge! Drove their Marge cycles away into it and did a high five while driving at about a gazillion miles per hour. Jesus is a very good motorcycle driver because it's one of his god powers. Same with Kamina. All the Nazis were doing very evil things in a room.
Okay,
we are the evil Nazis.
No. I need some elaboration here. What are very evil things that they are doing in the room?
Oh, you know, jerking off and rubbing their ropey streams on innocent animals.
What they are doing is they're going into retail stores, opening up sealed foods, sticking their pinkies in there, and they haven't washed their hands, and then sealing it back up. The most evil.
That's not particularly the most evil. I was thinking hard sexual crimes or, you know, the things where they killed and tortured people. Those were pretty bad.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's... I'll give you that.
Steve, aren't you Jewish?
Yes. Well, I was.
You're Jew-ish.
Yeah. They extrapolated all of the Jew out of me at some point. But no, I was born Jewish. What does that have to do with this conversation?
We are the evil Nazis, said one of them. That was when Jesus drove his motorcycle through the window and landed on top of the Nazi. Alas, I am slain, said the Nazi. Jesus kicked him in the face.
You know what? You don't even need to go on anymore. Here's $2 billion. Make this movie.
Thank you. I will abscond with at least $1 billion of this.
And not make the movie?
No, I mean, you give me $2 billion. I might as well make the movie.
Sweet.
Oh no, the Nazis said in unison, it's Jesus. Then Kamina broke through the other wall of the room with his motorcycle.
On his motorcycle.
Just who the hell do you think I am? he yelled as he scalped a Nazi with his Bowie knife.
I think that's pronounced Bowie.
No, that's the town. It's a Bowie knife.
I thought the town was Bowie and the knife was Bowie.
No, the town is Bowie.
The singer is Bowie.
All right, all right. I'm clear. Everything but the singer is Bowie.
No.
We'll do a full symposium on this after the show then. Proper ways to Bowie.
The Nazis didn't know who Kamina was because they are from the 1940s and awesome hadn't been invented yet.
I don't think so. I mean, they had liquor before then.
No, liquor was lame back then.
So what was it? Just like pale beer or...
Bathtub hooch.
Everclear, but it didn't get you as drunk. It all tasted like Everclear.
What a miserable existence.
Yeah, that's why so many people went blind back then, because it tasted so bad.
I thought they went blind because they used radium as a tonic.
No. They went blind because of all the polio.
Okay, apparently everybody in the past was blind due to one reason or another.
Yeah. That's why they weren't good at hitting each other with bullets.
Here you go, Radithor, certified radioactive water.
Great.
Contains radium and mesothorium in triple distilled water.
Oh, good. I was worried it didn't have mesothorium.
It was manufactured from 1918 to 1928 in East Orange, New Jersey.
Well, that explains a lot.
The expensive product was claimed to cure impotence, among other ills.
Well, it definitely did that.
I've never been so hard as when I've been on Radithor.
Then the Nazis were mad at Jesus, so they shot at him a bunch of times. But then Jesus absorbed all the bullets into his body and then shot them out of his eyeballs back at the Nazis, so they died.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that's who they're talking about.
Eben Byers, a wealthy American socialite, athlete, industrialist, and Yale College graduate, died from Radithor radium poisoning in 1932. Byers was buried in a lead-lined coffin.
Yeah.
When exhumed in 1965 for study, his remains were still highly radioactive.
Yeah, because he ate radium and Radithor.
What a way to go.
Radiation, it's good for you. I'm Jesus, so I still love you even though you're Nazis and I'm killing you, said Jesus. He was a pretty cool guy.
I still love you even though you were dumb enough to drink Radithor.
I love you extra because you drank Radithor. Kamina did not have to forgive the sins of anybody, so he just cut a bunch of Nazis in half with his katana and then did a backflip into his giant robot. Jesus rode on the top of the robot like it was a surfboard. Let's go find Hitler, said Kamina.
Yeah, okay, so this does count as evil things then. Brands of toothpaste were laced with radioactive substances. Bath and bathing waters were advertised positively as being highly radioactive. Revigator pots.
Revigator.
Which added radon to drinking water.
Yay! I love having ground radon in my drinking water.
Hey, Xavier, guess what? They made uranium sand houses.
Yes! So no wonder they called it the Atomic Age.
I didn't need this laugh, but I appreciate it.
Let's go find Hitler, said Kamina. There was a Nazi trying to run away, so Kamina killed him by looking at him. Kamina and Jesus rode the giant robot all the way across Germany. Each time the robot took a step, its foot landed on a Nazi, and the Nazi's intestines splattered all over the ground.
Cool.
Jesus said, since I have Jesus powers, I can tell that Hitler is somewhere nearby. So they decided to look for Hitler. They found Chester Cheetah instead, who told them, I am Chester Cheetah and not Hitler.
I don't believe you.
Jesus and Kamina could not kill him because he is a God-fearing Christian who brings joy to people.
Wait, he did the diss track to Doritos. How is that very Christian of him?
Then Chester Cheetah took off his mask, and it was actually Hitler.
I knew it!
I tricked you, Jesus, said Hitler. Kamina said, it's not good to trick Jesus, evil Hitler. And he kicked Hitler in the face. At the same time, Jesus kicked Hitler in the face from the other direction. It was in slow motion, and it looked really cool.
This is just a pitch for non-approved DLC for Dive Kick.
Hitler, I'm going to kick your face in the name of the Father, myself, and the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm going to kick your ass in the name of the Father, myself, and the Holy Ghost, said Jesus. Me too, said Kamina. So then Jesus and Kamina charged up all the spiral energy in the entire universe through the power of prayer and shot a gigantic laser beam at Hitler so that he died slowly. Thank you, Kamina, said Jesus.
Well, thank you for also clearing up for me. I have been completely misled as to the size of the laser normally equates to a quicker death, not a slower death.
Yeah, no, it makes you die really slow.
It was laced with radium.
Thank you, Kamina, said Jesus. If you were any more awesome, you would be Jesus too. Then Kamina and Jesus high-fived each other since all the Nazis were dead. The end.
What a positive story. That's one of the best, cleanest stories we've read in a long time. Lots of Nazis died. We found out about Radithor. Thank you very much for that, Logan. Sean, I think you'll be up next with Enjoy Your Strap-On, Sir.
Link?
Yes, as soon as it's done loading. Don't blame me, blame Google for being slow. Somehow Google's responsible for the fact that we don't have the benefits of Radithor anymore.
Curses to them!
Enjoy Your Strap-On, Sir. Author by Genova99. Summary. Old, parentheses.
Hold on. Did he cut out for you two, Logs?
I didn't notice.
Okay.
But I'm also texting.
Check something real quick here.
Read it for me one more time, Sean.
Oh, wait. No. Hold up. Shit.
You good?
Maybe we're having the conversation out of order and he answered your question before you asked it.
That would be interesting way to program Discord so that it defies the laws of time and space.
Sean, you still alive?
Sean? Nope, he's dead.
Secretly just hoarding the rest of the Radithor from the rest of us. He's typing, so he's clearly not dead, or at least part of the machine now.
Oh, okay, here we go, I'm back. Fuck, now I gotta find the story again. Okay, Enjoy Your Strap-On, Sir, by Genova99. Summary, old, parentheses, ancient. PWKM Phil, July 19th, 2008. Franziska is too young to buy her own sex toys. Oh, no. Lucky for her, she has a whip and a little brother who's older than she is. What?
Run that one by me again.
Let's try it again.
Okay. Franziska is too young to buy her own sex toys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tracking.
Seems good. So, well, not good, but lucky for her, she has a whip and a little brother. Okay. Who's older than she is.
That's not a little brother then.
Maybe little as in size?
Tiny, like Steve-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve-O, you're the shortest person on the show, so.
It's a shame that Xavier's taller than me and he's only 2 months old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Must be all that Radithor.
Is the radiation tonic just the joke for today?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like the Smarty Juice.
Chapter 1, Enjoy Your Strap-On, Sir.
Stop telling me to do that. I'll do what I want with it.
Hey, Steve-O, enjoy your strap-on.
Well, he can't because he has bad bum.
What the ever-loving fuck?
Doesn't mean he can't wear the strap-on and DP his wife.
Logan, Sean, please click the link in the staff chat to look at the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab on sale in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, these things are great. I remember hearing about this Boy Scout who got one of those and set up a nuclear reactor in his barn and got, like, horrid radiation burns.
Yeah.
He became addicted to doing dumb shit like that and eventually got arrested for it.
Wow.
It's amazing Fallout didn't actually happen in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can apparently just buy weapons-grade uranium in food products.
Yeah. And clocks.
Contained 4 types of uranium.
Great.
We got the variety pack. One more than the Neapolitan-style uranium ice cream.
Foolish shop, applying their foolish rules to all but the older fools interested in their foolish merchandise. Franziska growled, stomping furiously and unannounced into her father's study, gray eyes blazing. She set her sights on the one person she had been looking for. You! I require your assistance! Underlined, practical prosecution for perfectionists suddenly became much more interesting to Miles. Whenever the youngest Von Karma required his assistance, He knew one of two things were forthcoming. A task that humiliated Miles, parentheses, yet his sister could accomplish without batting so much as an eyelash. You guys still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I can still hear you, but I've moved on from radiation to just dangerous children's toys, and apparently rollerblade Barbie's rollerblades would shoot out sparks and cause fires.
Nice.
I think they did that with like one of the Planeteer toys as well.
I'm going to find a set of lawn darts and gift them to your child.
Do not. Please do not. Also, I remember these sky dancers. They were the thing. It was like, it was almost like a straw and it had propellers on the top and you'd rub it in your hands and it would helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sky dancers are the doll figurine version of that.
Yeah, yeah. They had like little motors to spin them up. And then there were the dragon versions for dudes.
Well, the problem with the Skydancers ones is that while they tried to make it, like, you know, non-harmful, the arm blades were so sharp. Broken teeth, facial lacerations. Wow. Kids got it rough. Toy crossbows, why?
Why not?
You didn't have a toy crossbow?
No! Look at this thing! This thing is just...
Dude, they're cool.
Banned!
No, it's not banned.
I'm banning it right now.
Does it shoot toothpicks?
I'm going to buy your child a Tonka dump truck and then cover it in lead paint.
Buy him a Tonka dump truck and replace all the wheels with rollerblade.
Yeah, with rollerblade Barbie wheels.
And inside the dump truck is one of the Gilbert U-238 atomic energy kits. Make the most compound dangerous toy ever. And in the end, it somehow shoots lawn darts.
It's in a box that previously contained lawn darts.
Sure. Sorry, Chuck, go ahead.
Yet his sister could accomplish without batting so much as an eyelash or a harsh whipping during one of her tantrums, provided he refused to do her bidding. He was always careful to weigh his options. Although she was still a 16-year-old girl, Franziska von Karma had one highly developed whipping arm. She smiled. What I need from you is simple, Miles Edgeworth.
Oh, this is Ace Attorney fic.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a certain store that does not allow individuals of my age inside. Your task is to go and fetch what I need. Well?
Well, what I need to do right now is go get Xavier because he just woke up. I'll be back.
Okay.
Well, Miles said evenly, if they do not allow you in, there must be a valid reason. If it's alcohol you want. What sort of fool do you think I am? The girl crossed her arms petulantly. It's nothing of the sort, but you must obey me, little brother. When will you remember that I'm 7 years older than you? She ignored him. It should take you no more than 20 minutes, Franziska said. Unless you would prefer an hour on the receiving end of my whip? He didn't. At all.
I mean, I'd say it's kind of fun to get whipped.
I guess. I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
It's very yum.
He also knew that he wouldn't be left alone to study up on his next case if he refused to do her bidding. With a sigh, Miles reluctantly acquiesced.
Acquiesced?
Acquiesced? Okay.
I don't know. I'm not looking at how it's spelled.
I mean, there's no red underline, so...
Yeah, that's acquiesced.
Okay. What is it you need, Franziska? Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Miles walked into Arrow Emporium, head ducked far down into the dark overcoat he'd borrowed from Manfred's closet. He was already beet red and feeling out of place just stepping through the door. He looked down at the list. A list, for God's sake, that his sister wrote up for him, describing, in detail, exactly what she wanted.
I'm actually fairly certain that one of my friends owned that exact crossbow.
All right, I'm back. Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Your turn.
All right, before I do that, one more dangerous toy. Cabbage Patch Snack Time Doll. The Snack Time Kid came with real chewing action, but it couldn't differentiate between the plastic snacks it came with and other edibles. Some children suffered injuries to their hands while others had their hair caught in the doll's mouth.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That sounds like something very evil that the Nazis did from the last story. Inventing a doll that eats kids' hair.
Those stupid Americans will stick their children's hair in here. That is how we shall beat them.
In the alternate reality of the man in the high cabbage. All right. How in the world was he supposed to find such specific toys when he was surrounded by aisles and aisles of dildos, vibrators, videos, so many phallic novelties, and whatever those things were. I'm sorry, whatever those things were.
Those are the eggs for Alba Position.
Can we not do La Blue Girl, please?
What?
Isn't that the hentai with the ovipositor egg vagina stuff?
Dude, I don't fucking know. Ovipositors are things that real people use.
I thought that they were like the alien from Alien.
Who just came in?
Val.
Oh, hey, Val. Are you joining us?
She's not because she has Xavier.
Oh, okay. She's just listening.
But apparently then. She wants to listen in.
That's
all
fine.
Right, so Val, we're talking about ovipositors and radiation.
Yeah, you just need to put the headphones on Xavier's head so he can hear the soothing sounds of his father's and friend's voice.
I don't want him to be the first exposure to my show. Please.
Please.
Go back 20 minutes while we're talking about dangerous kids toys.
We're just talking about dangerous kid toys.
Can I help you? He'd planned on staying just another face in the crowd. That was a weird sentence. He'd planned on staying just another face in the crowd. Though, logically, with the coat and such, Miles came to the conclusion that he probably stood out quite a lot considering the surroundings. Also, he'd been standing by the doorway, gaping like an idiot. That likely hadn't helped him.
Well, you know, if you'd just shown it off like that.
Yeah. He cleared his throat. Yes, I'm looking for, the aging cashier stood and waved her hand.
No need to be shy now. After working in this store for so long, I'm pretty jaded. What'll you have? We've got a great selection of anal beads. Grandma, no!
No, nothing of that sort. Miles interrupted. At least I trailed off to consult the list. The woman smiled as she rounded Miles, eager to help him find what he needed and boost her sales commission for the week.
Ah, smart. Oh, very specific. You're in luck. We've got all the fun factory products.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all the fun factory products in their own little section. Follow me.
Reluctantly, Miles did as he was told, keeping his eyes strictly to the floor.
Man, these floors are dirty.
So sticky.
It's like walking around a million movie theaters at once.
Here we are, the cashier said cheerily. Looking up, Miles gaped at the large assortment of brightly colored sex toys on display.
No, I like to think about him gaping and he just like baring his asshole to all the toys.
Opening it like a big jug.
Goatsy.
Oh, I see you've been practicing your stretching by using some of the Rubbermaid storage bins.
Oh, gross. They were in the shapes of flowers, animals, other bizarre spiraled contraptions. Klein bottle. It looked like he was standing in front of things children would play with, not for adults to defile.
I mean, I see some x-rays.
Why is one shaped like a Cabbage Patch snack time doll?
It's so you can stick it in and it can munch on your prostate.
Miles's blush deepened. He could not do this right now.
You wanna browse? Or should I help you?
No, thank you, Internet Explorer. I'm good.
I like to think now that that's the canon voice for Clippy. He's just so old and tired.
It looks like you're trying to install macOS. Can I help you with that?
You sound like an old wizard.
Wasn't there an old wizard that also did that? There was a few of them.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, there was a wizard who like could be Clippy.
And there was also the dog as well, and he was also the search, I think. There was a bunch.
And there was like a spongy red ball.
Yeah. I wonder if there's rule 34 for Clippy.
There is.
Absolutely. We've looked it up before.
Yeah.
I thought Clippy wasn't his real name, though.
It's not. But Clippy is what shows up.
Duly noted. I'll look afterwards. Silently, he handed over the list. The cashier took a minute to look it over, nodding appreciatively.
Hey, your girlfriend doesn't think very highly of your memorization skills, does she?
My what? Go ahead, Logan.
Anyway, let's see.
she said.
Ah! It looks like you're also trying to sound like a wizard. Would you like some help with that?
Consulting the list before looking up at the products before her.
A Sally C. The both of you can use that one. It's got this great little nub. If she uses it, that can be used for clitoral stimulation. And if you stick it in your pooper...
Bubby, stop it!
I won't be using it, Miles sputtered. Just hand it to me, will you? The cashier shrugged and took down a pastel pink vibrator. It was 7 inches long and looked like a seal, a little face and tail included.
Arr!
Miles took it gingerly, as if he was afraid the toy would infect him with some sort of disease.
I mean, if it's brand new, it shouldn't. So there's a book called Conquered by Clippy. Maybe we can read it?
Wait,
I posted in staff chat.
All right. Oh, this looks awful. Oh, wait a minute! There's a sequel called Taken by the Tetris Blocks!
Yeah, there's this person wrote a bunch of stories like that.
Coaxed by the copyright page. My racist robot lover.
Oh, good.
Rammed by the reviews of this book.
Yeah, it's very Chuck Tingle.
It is. The sixth book is just missing.
Next. Oh, here we go. Whirly.
She handed Miles another toy. This one blue, short, and bizarrely was in the shape of a dolphin.
This one is mostly designed to give your prostate a nice workout.
Oh, boy.
Miles didn't even want to know why Franziska, a female, would ever want something for prostate stimulation.
That was not malicious enough.
A female would ever want something for prostate stimulation.
There we go.
Before he could inevitably begin to wonder, though, the woman plopped another package in his hands.
Wayne's Wings. This is the cutest cock ring I've ever seen. Your penis will look like a little angel.
Okay, hold on. The author for these books. Doesn't that look like Dave's little brother?
Oh my god.
I don't know what Dave's siblings look like.
No, it looks like Dave, only like shorter and younger.
A little bit, yeah.
So he wrote Humping the Ham Bandit and Motherfucking Wizards.
He wasn't going to bother correcting her on the fact that, again, he would not be using it. Yeah, I kind of doubt that, buddy. And for another thing, his genitalia was not little, and he did not appreciate
it. You know, due to medical reasons, some people just cannot put things in their butt, Logan.
I have my doubts.
When you actually become a doctor, your doctoral thesis is, I do not believe that there are any real restrictions on sticking things in people's butts.
No, I just don't think you have that real restriction.
So I am going to be the subject of your doctoral thesis.
You'll be the subject of tests.
No, I do not consent.
It's okay. We'll put you into a medically induced coma and vowel consent.
Happy Sunday, I guess.
All right, Flexi Felix.
Miles' eyes bulged as the cashier reached up for something that advertised itself as silicone anal beads, but appeared more to be a light blue, happy little wormy alien, complete with antennae. Now he knew for sure that Franziska had done this just to torture him. Miles should have known better than to stay with the Von Karmas while his apartment complex was undergoing renovations.
Last but not least, she looked down and frowned. A harness? You need one for BDSM or a strap-on?
¿Por qué no los dos?
I don't. She... It... The cashier pursed her lips.
Well, considering all the stuff you're buying... I'm going to go ahead and assume you're going to need one of your dolphin...
No, you assume you need one for...
I'm going to go ahead and assume you need one for your dolphin butt plug.
I'm going to assume that you're lying about not being able to put things inside your butt.
It's short, but it doubles as a dildo, you know. See that base there?
The base camp that Logan still hasn't gotten passed on. What did we call...
Sidewinder.
Yeah, the Sidewinder.
Oh, man. No. I have gotten someone basically most of the way on that.
But not you.
Oh, no, not me. But I have used it on somebody, and it is usable.
Nice! Moving on!
It's not my turn anymore.
My turn.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, fine. It's for that. Small, mid, small. He was raising his voice now and getting needlessly angry. But damn it all, he did not want to be in the shop any longer. There were other customers. And what would happen to his career if he ran into someone on the police force?
I think they'd be flattered that he's, you know, being so generous to his sibling.
I don't think they're related, but I don't really know the lore. Tweet at Troy.
Yeah, we need Troy for this.
How about I just tweet at Capcom?
If you want to get blocked.
Dear Capcom, we are reading a story about Miles buying butt plugs and strap-ons. We need to know if he has any siblings.
For science, please.
We promise.
What size would he take? Small, medium, or large?
It's small or med. There's only two choices.
Or worse yet, an attorney. How would he respond to the... How would he respond to he contrary with his arms full of anal beads and butt plugs? Or ever show his face in court again?
Do you need some lubricant?
No, this is quite enough, thank you. Unalarmed, the cashier made her way back to the register and rang up his purchases.
Stop masturbating on the show.
I'm not. I'm burping my son.
Is that what they call it these days?
It is not a euphemism for masturbation.
I don't know. When they spit up at the end, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, he's aiming right at the mic, so I really hope he doesn't spit up.
Well, then maybe don't aim him at your expensive mic, dummy.
You gonna put the headphones on him for the next line here?
No, because I'm pretty sure that would cause his neck to break. He's not strong enough yet.
Well,
I'm not strong enough.
Oh, that was a beautiful burp he just gave.
Enjoy your strap-on, sir.
The cashier chirped cheerily as Miles left the store.
All right, hold on a second. Let's change this to be contextually relevant. Enjoy your strap-on, son.
I will.
There, I burped him. Can you take him now?
Yes.
Thank you. Good job, Xavier. Now you get to be on Podcast DB.
Completely, utterly, thoroughly mortified, carrying a bright pink bag filled with over $250 worth of sex toys for his sister.
See? Okay, so, like, sister, maybe, possibly in roleplay, I guess.
Yeah, or stepsister or something, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, the hentai are out.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, America adopted it after it became big in Japan, but...
Unfortunately, yes.
Very good, Miles Edgeworth. Everything I asked for.
Franziska began opening the packages. Miles grimaced at...
On a YouTube review and unboxing video. I see you got me the centipede ball alien butt plug.
Would that get banned on YouTube?
I don't know.
It would be probably demonetized.
I don't give a shit. I don't need their money.
Just put it on Pornhub.
Just put it on OnlyFans.
Maybe we should do OnlyFans.
No.
Yes.
We should actually not do OnlyFans because they're in the middle of a massive lawsuit and are probably going to go under.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with that whole Bella Thorne thing. Franziska began doing her box opening with the toys, if you know what I mean. Miles grimaced as the new toy scent filled the air. It's like new car smell, I guess. Yes, and now that I've fulfilled my duties for you for the next century, I'll be taking my leave. As he turned heel, he was a baby face, I guess, Franziska ordered,
"Stay where you are."
Miles stopped.
"Now what?
Did you think I would send you on such an errand without the least bit of thanks? Fool." A reply of,
"Actually, I was under the impression you would,"
played on the tip of his tongue. But Miles decided that after all the humiliation he'd suffered for... Miles decided that after all the humiliation he suffered that day, a whipping would simply add insult to injury.
"Here, little brother, your reward."
Miles turned around, blinked, looked down at the little blue dolphin Franziska had. Let me read that line again. Miles turned around, blinked, looked down at the little blue dolphin Franziska had tucked through the hole in the black vinyl harness she wore, blinked again, and choked.
Get undressed.
No.
You cannot be serious.
I am.
Franziska smirked. I'm leaving.
Bye, Sean.
Bye.
Good to see you.
Bye, Sean.
The disconnect. Getting back.
Where's the disc a bong?
He boo-boxed himself forever.
Forever and ever. He slammed the door shut behind him, shivering. From that day forward, Miles vowed to never again do any personal favors for Ms. Franziska von Karma. Ever.
Wonderful. It's my turn, and I'm going to be reading this short story, and that might do it for today. It might be a short episode.
That's all right.
Done with literally 2 minutes notice. The Finer Points of Carrots. Category Frozen. Author, Decadent Meerkat. Ooh, I like that name. It's like a sync video auto-generated name. Summary, Olaf discovers a new use for his carrot, much to the delight of everyone other than Kristoff. Warning, Sven Olaf slash. I still haven't seen Frozen, by the way.
Same.
Neither have I.
All right, well, good. We're in uncharted waters for us. The Finer Points of Carrots. It could have been worse. Olaf blinked. Yes, it definitely could have been worse. He sat up, still feeling dizzy. Tumbling off a cliff into a snowdrift was not something he'd want to try again soon. A few metries away, the two humans dusted themselves off. Sven the reindeer looked downright nauseous. Or is it nauseous?
Nauseous.
Gesundheit. Olaf
went... Thank you.
Olaf went to rub his head and found he couldn't. He didn't have arms anymore. Drat. He reached for his nose, only to suddenly remember he couldn't do that either. He squinted. Yep. Yes, his nose was missing too. Is everyone all right? Anna adjusted her braids. Nothing broken? Kristoff rubbed Sven's back until the reindeer was no longer cross-eyed.
I think we're fine.
Speak for yourself! Olaf wailed. I have lost my arms and my nose! Kristoff smirked. Yes, we're fine. Anna trudged across and knelt beside the snowman. No other injuries? Not that I can feel. Olaf shrugged. Mind you, I do lack bones and internal organs. And a brain. Kristoff wiped the last snowflakes from his blonde eyebrows. Anna scratched her chin. Hmm. Oh, look, there are your arms. Pulling a pair of twigs from the snow, she reattached Olaf's arms. You poor thing. Kristoff, we need to find his nose. Never mind his nose. Olaf gliding over to the young man and prodding him in the chest. Everyone needs a nose. Especially snowmen! Kristoff batted away an incoming twig. All right, we'll find your damned carrot. Happy? Anna bent down and picked something up in her gloved hand. Here it is! Olaf peered closer. Yes, it was his nose. It had to be. How many other carrots did you find in the middle of a snowdrift at the bottom of an enormous cliff?
Three.
Mine! The snowman squealed. Olaf reinserted the carrot into the middle of his face, only to find that, for whatever reason, he hadn't. He'd inserted it lower down, between where his legs would be, if he'd had legs. He'd never positioned it there before, of course, but for some reason, it now felt right. He grinned, displaying his new form to his companions. I'm just imagining. Do you guys ever...
Jerk off? Yes.
No. Yeah. No, that wasn't what
that was last night, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now my question is moot. Where was I? He grinned, displaying his new form to his companions. So what do you think? He asked proudly. Anna frowned. Looks a bit odd. Kristoff? Kristoff only stared, wide-eyed. His mouth gaped like a fish's. What's the matter? Asked Olaf. It is all right there? The question statement is a question? But Kristoff only sputtered. Olaf ran his stick hand over the carrot. It felt good. Very good. Olaf. Kristoff reached forward as if to tug the carrot away from the snowman, but Olaf danced out of his clutches. Not now! Dunk, dunk, dunk. Sean, are you jerking off in there? Not now! I'm so close! You don't have a roommate anymore, right, buddy?
No, I don't.
Has any of your previous roommates ever walked in on you?
No. But my mom did the first time I did.
Rough.
Well, okay, so I was in bed, and I just discovered it, and it felt really good. And I was under the covers, and she walked in. She's like, "What's going on?"
And you didn't stop?
No, I stopped. And I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just adjusting, you know, trying to find a good place to sleep. And, you know, I kind of shimmied around and made it sound like the bed was squeaking like it was earlier. So, yeah.
You neglected to start the story off with the squeaky bed part.
Did she buy it?
So that was my first time.
That's one of the reasons why I'm, like, very cautious about having sex with Val when we go up to visit her parents. Because even though the room we stay in is in the basement...
Even though you've walked in on her father masturbating.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know I did that. And if all goes well, he'll die without that knowledge.
Well, all it will take is
don't
me being determined
enough
to just... Don't
you dare Google translate to French.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It'd be really easy.
Anyways, despite the fact that the room we stay is in the basement, it is the squeakiest bed frame I have ever slept in.
Take the mattress off the bed frame.
We don't have enough room for that.
Throw the bed frame away.
It's in the basement, and it's made of wood.
Okay. Your point?
The basement's made of wood?
Yeah, the basement's made of wood.
The basement is also made of wood, yes. I'm not kidding. It's an old house. Back to the carrot dick. Olaf couldn't believe how much fun it was to rub the carrot, as Sean just alluded to earlier.
It's also in porn spam.
This was better than any knows. Would you like to stroke my carrot, Kristoff? He asked. No, said Kristoff between gritted teeth. I would not like to stroke your carrot.
That didn't sound like it was gritted enough.
I would not like to stroke your carrot.
Better?
No.
That was me gritting my teeth, though. It doesn't get more accurate than that.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like... just sounds like you've got like something in your mouth. That isn't teeth.
There's a difference.
I would not like to stroke your carrot, and... I would not like to stroke your carrot.
Yeah, except that one that you just did before the choking on cock one definitely sounded like gritting teeth and unlike your first attempt.
At least I got one of them right. It'll be fixed in post.
Fix it in post.
Probably not, but I'll claim that it is. Anna smiled. I'll rub your carrot, Olaf. Anything to make my little snowman happy. She stretched out her hand. Kristoff knocked it away. Don't! He snapped. Anna frowned. Now don't be jealous, Kristoff. If you had a carrot, I'd stroke it. All right. Weird. I do have a carrot, thank you very much, and that's absolutely the last I'll hear of it. Men have carrots? Logan, you got a carrot?
Oh yeah, it's got ridges too, and little hairs growing off of it.
Sean, you got a carrot?
Yeah, I got a baby carrot.
A baby carrot?
Do, 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 do.
Beneath his blonde hair, Kristoff blushed beetroot. Figuratively, not literally. Come on, let's go. Olaf glided over to the reindeer. What do you think, Sven? No, began Kristoff. Too late. Sven sniffed the carrot. He took it in his mouth.
No. He took it his mouth.
Oh, Sven! Olaf gasped. Oh.
Oh. The right stuff.
Baby shark. Wait, no, that's doot doot doo.
Yes.
The hot, moist reindeer tongue toyed with the vegetable, prodding it from either side. You ever seen a horse eat? Like the horse... Ah! The snowman screamed in ecstasy. Never in his life had he felt such pleasure. A surge went through him. He shuddered.
He's charging his attack.
Olaf collapsed back into the snow. He lay there, gasping and contented, as the stars and the aurora wheeled overhead. The carrot remained lodged in Sven's mouth. His face still a blushing red, Kristoff slapped the reindeer's flanks.
Spit it out! No!
What's that in your mouth?
All right, you spit it out. Who's a good boy? Sven shook his head and began munching the carrot.
Spit it out! You only swallow with me!
Kristoff paused. Wait, did I just say that? Ew.
No.
That story took a gross turn at the end. Well, grosser turn at the end.
You just don't understand the love between a man and his reindeer.
And a carrot.
And his carrot. He loves it when his reindeer munches on his carrot.
All right. Well, thank you very much to our patrons. All of our patrons. Not even just doing the genital guardians right now. Also, why is there a blocked users thing? Are you telling me I can stop people from giving me money? Sweet.
I thought we did stop our Patreon for a while. Is it back on?
It's paused, but the people who were there are still like listed as participating. I'm just going to read the whole damn list. Razor Flood. Put the Ouya in Cyberpunk 2077, you cowards. Diznon plays Richard Pryor Attention Deficit Party Horse, Advent Dawn, Mana, Epidel, Afrohawk, Matthew, J, Niamiros, Pestilence, Wage, Disambiguity, Discuss, Seraph for the Win, Fizz, Evan Ballmel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Grass Dragon, and the Waffle. I'm gonna go have some vegetables. I'm kinda hungry now.
Go eat some carrots or something.
Oh, yeah. Right! Don't we have to look up how Bowie is pronounced?
Pronounced Bowie for the town and Bowie for the knife.
His stage name is pronounced Bowie, to rhyme with Doey or Joey.
Bowie! I will go see David Bowie!
I was saying Bowie!